Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I'm going to turn it into the hands of Pastor Butler, but I just wanted to come on here, let you all hear my voice, getting my strength back slowly but surely, getting me some rest. Excited about our prayer meeting this weekend in Atlanta, the underground prayer movement. Know that God is up to something great, powerful, awesome. That God's going to move in a powerful way. So I'm really in an attitude of expectation because I believe God is up to something great. We're actually going to have prayer in the morning at 6 a.m., but we're not going to have prayer tomorrow evening because tomorrow evening we will be preparing ourselves for the underground prayer movement there in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, again, you know, opposition means you're in position, and whenever you experience warfare, it means that something good is about to happen. I know the devil is angry. He's upset because we're pushing people in prayer. We're affecting the community. People are getting healed, delivered, and set free. I'm pushing you to receive your more. So I know the devil is mad, but I think he forgot that God is the greatest power. And because of that, we'll never be defeated. So I appreciate God for Pastor Butler, who's been holding down the fort. Appreciate you that prayed this week. But I am excited about seeing you tomorrow night in Atlanta, Georgia, for the underground prayer movement. It's going to be awesome. So I just want to challenge you to tell everybody you know to get there. Come on, we got to pray. Who don't want to pray? But people who ain't got nothing from God, I need to pray. I understand the power of prayer. So I'll probably go live tomorrow evening to invite everybody. But again, I just wanted to come on here and let you all hear my voice and let you know that the devil is defeated. God is exalted. And we will never, ever, ever, ever be defeated. Well, I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm turning the hands of Pastor Butler. Pastor Butler, you take it completely. You pray and then close it out and all of those things. And I will see you all in the morning in prayer at 6 a.m. And then I will see you tomorrow night at the underground prayer movement. But I'm getting rest. I'm resting. Sometime your body lets you know it's time to rest. So I'm getting my rest, preparing myself for what God's going to do tomorrow night. Pastor Butler, in your hands.
Yes, sir. More grace, Pastor. Amen. And we're so grateful to God for, amen, him setting you on the wings of an eagle. Amen. Walking and not being weary, running and not fainting. Thank God, amen, for the strength of your voice. And we look for God to use you in a supernatural and fabulously wonderful way on tomorrow night. We stand in agreement with you. Amen. In Jesus' name, saints of God, let's go before his majesty today. Hallelujah. And let's give him praise and thanks and glory. Let's go with an air of expectation and anticipation for what he's going to do on tomorrow. We look for it. Again, Pastor, many occasions have said, amen, hallelujah, expectation is the breeding ground for a miracle. So, amen. God moves upon those who expect with expectancy. Amen. Whatever you stand in need of, God will do it. Tonight, we're going to start our prayer off with, amen, Philippians. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Out of the New King James Version, we're getting ready to rejoice in the Lord. The scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I rejoice in the work that you have wrought, not only through Christ, but that you have wrought through me, through KCC, through Pastor Brian Kahn Jr. Hallelujah. Come on. Say it with enthusiasm. Through Pastor Brian Kahn Jr., we expect a divine miracle tomorrow. for Atlanta, in Atlanta, about Atlanta. Come on, praise him right now. Father, in Jesus' name, my God, we rejoice, Lord. We're not waiting for any walls to fall. We shout now. We're not waiting for, Lord Jesus, anything that we see. You told us the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, so we thank you. We're not going by what we see, but what we believe and what we already know. Through you, God, we have conquered, and we have been called more than conquered. We have been called victor, and we walk as victor. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in your glory. We rejoice in your power. We rejoice in your protection. We rejoice in your mercy. We rejoice, hallelujah, that you are a very present help in the time of our trouble. We rejoice that you have given us victory, hallelujah, over all the powers of darkness. We rejoice in you. Be glorified, King of glory. Be magnified, thou matchless wonder. Hallelujah. We exalt and magnify you, and we joy in the God of our salvation. Hey, glory to God. We have an expectation. My God, my spirit is stirred. Father, oh Lord, we're looking for you to flex your muscles and throw your weight around. Show yourself mighty in the behalf of your people's hearts, who is perfect towards you. We rejoice in those who are coming, Lord. Father, thank you they're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, from near and far. Father, a clarion call is going out even now as we pray. We rejoice, Lord, that you have made all things ready. We rejoice, God, hallelujah, that you are standing there already waiting for us to meet you, where you have already ordained from the foundation of the world, that we may come up, that we may experience a presence like never before, that we may experience a power like never before. We thank you and rejoice in the more. We rejoice in the more anointing that we shall receive, the more glory, the more power. Father, we rejoice in you. You're the God of our salvation. Come on, rejoice in it. Give God the glory for him being your God. Give God the glory. God, we rejoice. Hallelujah. In being in the land of the living. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Our expectation is of you. Our desire is of you. Our hunger and thirst is after you. God, my Shaya. God, sweep over this prayer call tonight. Father, make us ready for tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, we let nothing hinder our praise, rejoicing, thanksgiving, and celebration for what is to happen. In the name of Jesus, come on, clap your hands and give God glory right there in the matchless name of his majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelations 3. And verse number 7. Revelations 3 and verse number 7. Here's a prayer point. Glory to God. Amen. We're praying for open doors. That's right. We're praying for open doors. Revelation 3 and 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, I thank you for the doors that you are opening for me right now. Doors of victory, financial doors. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Doors of Lord blessings, doors of favor. Come on, cool. My God, I feel it. Yes, Lord. Doors of favor, hallelujah, are opening for me now. And we are shedding every door of adversity. Come on, let's pray right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. You said that you opened the doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors no man can open. And you told us that we have an open door. KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, those connected to Brian Carn Ministries, those connected, Lord God, to Prophet Brian Carn, CCIF. Father, you said you have given us open doors, and you have given us the city. Now, Father, we step in that door without hesitation, reservation, without any type of, Lord Jesus, fear. God, we thank you now that if you open the door, you expect us higher to walk in it. Father, we thank you now that, Lord, we have no fear. We'll walk in boldly, God, and we receive everything that is inside the door of opportunity, the door of blessing, the door of deliverance, the door higher, the door of healing, the door of breakthrough. Naman Sepe, Father, the legal doors that have been given to us in our faith. That woman, that man that needs their child, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to prepare, Lord Jesus, favor in the legal system. Lord, when they go before the door, I mean the judge, they're going before the judge with the door, Lord God of mercy, is open. The door, Lord God of favor, is open. Lashepay, hallelujah, doors of opportunity for our husbands, for our wives, door of favor. Financial doors. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We expect, Lord, before the end of this week is out, checks in the mail, money in our account, supernatural breakthrough. Thank you for opening doors, God, and we shut doors now. Hallelujah. Bless God. That should not be open. Doors of misunderstanding, doors of insecurity, doors of fault finding and criticism. Hallelujah. That we give no place to the adversary. We shut the door of unbelief. We shut the door of adversity and the door of, Lord Jesus, conflict among the brethren. We shut the door of confusion. Come on, pray right there. Put your weight on. You better shut that door. We shut the door, Father, of ungodly influence. We shut that door of ungodly influence that would, Lord, does cause the children of God to go astray. We shut the door of ungodly friends for our children. We shut it, God. Come on and pray. Come on, reach down, get up and pray. Hey! Monday to be your shoot. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. You've given us power. Power, and we shut doors right now. Doors of mishap for those that are traveling, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The dangerous roadway. We shut every door, every accident. We shut the door to every Lord Jesus mechanical breakdown, malfunction. Hallelujah. Of the vehicles. We thank you, Lord God. Everyone that has the desire to be at the prayer meeting, they will be there. Father, we thank you. We shut the door of Lord Jesus Christ interference from the cohorts of hell, the principalities and the powers that's resident in Atlanta, Georgia. God, Moshe, you showed me, Lord, hallelujah, because the city is full of demonic activity. Therefore, it's trying to silence the voice of our leader. We shut that door. Hey, come on. We shut that door now. We shut it, Lord. And we ask you to make his voice like a bullhorn. Make it like an alarm. Make it, Lord Jesus Christ. As if it is Lord Jesus Christ, one of those that echoes through the universe. Hallelujah. Let it bring a screeching sound in the ear of the powers of darkness. Let it be, Lord Jesus, a screeching sound that brings confusion and chaos among the powers of darkness in the regions of the damned. Glory to God. We shut doors of sickness. We shut doors. Hallelujah, illness. We shut doors. Come on, say it.
glory, glory. My God, I feel you. Hallelujah, Lord, have your way on this prayer call right now. Move for the mothers, for the fathers. Hallelujah. Every woman of God, every handmaiden of the Lord, every man of valor, through my Saka, Father, put something in us that we're not tired, that we don't become fatigued, but that we will wrap our assignment, walk through that door, Lord God, knowing that if you be for us, hey, God, you're more than those that are against us. In the name of Jesus.
Hey, ya, kuma, tele, tulebasi, kureba, wo shakamea. Glory. My God, I feel his presence here. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor has this vision. We are to, amen, know God. Our mission is to activate people and to change cities. Well, we can't change cities if we're afraid to go in them. No wonder the enemy is fighting, amen, the man of God. Because, amen, the enemy already foresees. He's done sent out a reconnaissance. Hallelujah. And scouted out and seen that we're coming. But he can't stop us. Hey, glory, glory. He can't stop us. Hush up high. Hallelujah. Like you said, we will never be defeated. Hallelujah. Because God is the greatest power. Namaso, and we'll never be defeated. Our next prayer point, we're going to pray, amen, hallelujah, as we are praying for Atlanta and those that are about it. Amen. I want us to really reach down, amen, and we're praying, amen, that God would, amen, send spiritual fishermen and spiritual hunters. That's right, that God would send spiritual fishermen and spiritual hunters, those that labor, and those that, amen, bless God, hallelujah, have no fear and reservation about meeting the enemy head on. Amen. Jeremiah 16:16. Let's go there real quickly. Jeremiah 16:16. Listen to what the word of God says. Listen to what it says. Send, behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill, and out of the holes, glory, of the rocks. Lift your right hand. My God, I want you to put your weight on this. We're getting ready to pray. We're gonna become fishermen of men, and we're going to hunt those who have already been ordained, hallelujah, to eternal life. Glory to God. That may be your son. Hey, that may be your daughter. Glory to God. Your husband or your wife. Glory. Amen. Your friend, your co-worker. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your right hand. Say, we declare that the territory of KCC, that is KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, and KCC Houston, shall be enlarged with grace and with ease. We send forth, hallelujah, the hunters and the fishermen to enlarge our natural territory and to enlarge the kingdom of God. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the matchless name, that wondrous, glorious name, hallelujah, that exalted name of Jesus, the blessed Christ, the Son of the living God, we bless you, and we decree and declare the territory of KCC and all campuses, all those connected, hallelujah, by way of CCIF, online, Lord, those that are even in prayer with us and connected to BCM, hallelujah, all those that love your servant, all those that love you, Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that they are enlarged and graced, hallelujah, we call the fishermen, we call the hunters of God, we command you to come out now, jump into your assignment, hallelujah,
Glory to God. Get in position. We call them out. We call them out of their ease. Call them out of their comfort zones. Call them out of their, Lord Jesus, place of rest, that they would get on assignment to secure the proper people. Hallelujah. Called to God as workers in the right position in the church. We decree, hallelujah, fresh revelation from our pastor and the disciples and the discipline of consistent prayer. Hallelujah. Consistent prayer. Consistent fasting. Hallelujah. Consistent, Lord, your attendance in the lives of every leader in the church. Hallelujah. I pray, Lamb of God, for Pastor Kelly, for Pastor Brian, for all the leaders, for every deacon, all the mothers, every support system in the church, every tribe leader, Makuya, Tatum, Sunipa, every CCIF pastor, hallelujah, evangelist, prophetess, and prophet. Lord God, that we would be about, hallelujah, fishing, that we would be about impregnating people, hallelujah, with your glory. Father, give us to not just receive, but give us the Lord regard to take that which we have received. Bless us to be a blessing. We are going out fishing. Father, stir up those that are in the house. Stir them up. Put a burden for souls in their spirit. Put a burden for prayer for those that are bound, those that, Lord, are oppressed, those that are depressed, those that are sitting in obscurity. Let them become the light. Micaiah, I pray for every member, every man of God, woman of God. Father, give them the burden for our nation, the burden for Ukraine, the burden for those in Russia, the burden, hallelujah, for the women that have lost their children and children that are now fatherless. Lamb of God, calls us to fish, calls us to fish. Put, Lord Jesus, something in us that will not allow us to rest until we hunt. We're hunting for those that are lost. We're hunting for those that are, Lord Jesus Christ, hidden. We're hunting for those that the enemy has put into a trick. And we command release. We command the release. Hallelujah. We release them to you, Lord. We release them for you. God, thank you. Impregnate us. And then drop upon us tonight. Drop upon us this weekend. A travailing spirit. For you said as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth the children. God, let travail be in our belly. As a woman with child, let travail be in our belly. God, we say, Father, you have reached your man of God to put this on. Hallelujah. And it's not by mistake. It is not just happenstance. And it's not just to be out of the city in another city, but it's with purpose. It's with purpose. And the purpose is to seek and save Makuya, those that are lost. God, Father, every intercessor, let them get busy now. Every intercessor, every prayer warrior, let them go to war without hesitation or reservation. Recambada, give us the gird up the loins of our mind. Give us to clear ourselves as men. Give us, Lord, to Lord Jesus Christ, put our hands to the plow and not look back. We pray for deliverance for sons and daughters. We pray for deliverance for those in Atlanta. Lose some, Lord, from deception. Lose some from religiosity. Lose them from church anarchy. Father, and bring them into the spirit and the realm of true grace. Thank you for real apostles. Thank you for real prophets. In the name of Jesus. Bosha. Kelebe, Roshakaya, my God, feel his presence. Haya, Ketanamasia, Rase, I don't know about you all. I'm stirred. I set my hand in agreement with our leader. Every leader, amen, you need to be in prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God for our pastor And for this move of God, every intercessor, I want you in prayer. Tonight, Akash, today, yes, Lord. Pastor said there's a miracle, there's a breakthrough. My God, let's get it. Let's go get it. Send forth the fishers. Send forth the hunters. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our last prayer. We are going to cover our man of God. That's our assignment. That's my assignment. Amen. To be the guardian of his anointing. Hallelujah. As he is the keeper of the gate, the mouthpiece to bring heaven and earth together, as he is the set man of God and the voice for our life. Amen. We must value it enough to, amen, protect it. Watch this at all costs. When I was in the military, hallelujah, when you became a guard for the general, when you became, amen, in certain positions, you lay your life down. You already knew that your life could be, amen, expendable. But you took it upon you, and you made yourself, amen, available, and you did it to guard them at all costs. Because, you know, they were valuable. They made the decisions, the strategic moves. Hallelujah. Let's pray for our set man. That's right. Amen. Our set man, Prophet Brian Conge Jr. Hallelujah. Show. Kotaya. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. I feel it. I felt that. I felt that, Lord, in the spirit. I felt that. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17. You know what it says. Hallelujah. You already know what it says. Hallelujah. He said, no weapon formed against us is going to be able to prosper. All those that rise up against you in judgment, hallelujah, every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17. Hallelujah. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Glory to God. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. This is our last prayer. We're praying for our pastor, for our leader, that God would strengthen him the more. Hallelujah. In the morning. Oh, shit. Hey. Hallelujah. He's already, amen, renewing his strength. But we're praying, amen, bless God, and we're solidifying it. Amen. And we're sealing the deal. Glory. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against every satanic attack. We take dominion over all satanic rule. Every demonic activity, we invade principalities and powers. We invade the rulers of the darkness, their counsel, we overthrow. Their plans, we overturn. We overturn. We overturn. Come on, let's pray right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing should by any means hurt us, according to Luke 10, hallelujah, and 19. And you said, notwithstanding this, we don't just rejoice that the spirits, they are subject to us, but rather that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life in heaven. But God, we take authority. Hallelujah. We take dominion that you told us to occupy until you come. And you told us that from the days of John the Baptist in Matthew 11:12, hallelujah, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent don't negotiate, elaborate, or communicate, but the violent take it by force. We take now, we overthrow the wisdom and the conference tables of the wicked and scatter them wherever and whenever they gather themselves together for their plots, their plans, hallelujah, their sabotage. God, we release supernatural weapons of mass destruction. We send a super intercontinental ballistic spiritual missile, and we glorify you as we blow up the enemy's plans. Hallelujah. We send the spirit of confusion, hallelujah, in the camp and at the table, at the conference table, hallelujah, of the powers of darkness. All the principalities, the rulers of darkness, those that are set in high places, we fear them not, but rather we rise up and say, God, be glorified in us. God, arise and let every enemy of the cross be scattered from this, our man of God. We pray for the anointing to fall on him double. We pray for grace to be wrapped around his neck the more. We pray that you endow him with supernatural, hallelujah, uncanny, unmatched wit and wisdom. We pray that you cause him to walk in spiritual strategies that the enemy has not even, Lord, fathomed, that it would bring, Lord Jesus, a paralyzation on every spiritual anointed wicked operation, that it would shut it down. In the name of Jesus, we command it now, and we overthrow it. Hallelujah. And by the grace of his majesty, hallelujah, we advance. We take and we rule their territory by the power of the Spirit of grace, by the power of the anointing, by the power of the cross. Hallelujah. And we bathe this prayer in the blood. Oh, glory. In the blood of Jesus, we bathe this prayer in the blood of his majesty, the Christ of God, the Holy One of Israel, the anointed one. We bathe this prayer, hallelujah, in the anointing of the blood. And Father, you said, hallelujah, when you see the blood, the enemy has to pass over every death, every bad spirit, every amen, wicked pronunciation, every ungodly word, every demonic power, hallelujah, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, every conjuring up spirit, every Lord Jesus Christ, one that sits up the at the table, hallelujah, at the Lord Jesus enchanter, glory, the blood blinds them, the blood mutes them, the apostle, the blood. Come on. Right there, reach down. Come on, we're getting ready to go. Come on. Right there, put your weight on it. Put your weight on. We're getting ready to go on the prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you for a speedy recovery for our man of God. Thank you that he's mounting up on wings of an eagle. He's running and not being weary, walking and not fainting. Oh, God, hallelujah. We pray for him. We pray for one another. We pray, Lamb of God, that we are the ones to stand in the gap and lift up the head in the name of Jesus. Osha, Eke, Ubaba, Itelebanzo, Ikebe, Lilililibio, Ishkandibuhushkanaman Silidebe, Kataya, Sha, oh, glory. My God, I feel his presence. Hey, don't forget, Pastor just told you, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, let's get the orders. Let's get empowered. Let's get infused. Let's get charged up. Let him put the spirit of, amen, bless God, prayer upon us. Hallelujah. So that we would come in to Atlanta, Georgia, invading all the principalities and the power without fear. Hallelujah. Or hesitation. Hallelujah. You're blessed. You're favored. You're anointed. As he said, amen, bless God. No weapon formed against you. It's going to be able to prosper. Watch this. Not only that, you're more than. You're more than a conqueror. Amen. You're blessed. See you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, as we make preparation for a visitation in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Those of you that receive instructions, let's be obedient so that we can see the fruit of our labor. In Jesus' name, more grace.